2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Can't wait to talk about a story of, let's call them unlikely friends.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
I love this story. I love it. This is why the Dallas Cowboys are the best.
Ellen DeGeneres just took to her show to explain why she was hanging out with former President George W. Bush.
Wait, she was hanging out with W?
She was hanging out with George. George and Laura.
How dare she?
Dallas Cowboys football game. You're a fan, right?
Dallas Cowboys fan. Huge fan.
Okay, I thought so. So you'll love this story then. So, and she took some heat for doing that. Here's Ellen's monologue on her show all about why she dared to hang out with W.
But during the game, they showed a shot of George and me laughing together. And so people were upset. They thought, why is a gay Hollywood liberal sitting next to a conservative Republican president? Didn't even notice I'm holding the brand new iPhone 11. And, but a lot of people were mad, and they did what people do when they're mad. They tweet. But here's one tweet that I loved. This person says, Ellen and George Bush together makes me have faith in America again. And exactly. Here's the thing. I'm friends with George Bush. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. We're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different. For instance, I wish people wouldn't wear fur. I don't like it, but I'm friends with people who wear fur. And I'm friends with people who are furry, as a matter of fact. I have friends who should tweeze more. And I have... But just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. When I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone. Doesn't matter.
Holy cow. That was powerful. That was amazing. Debbie, you listened to that. And I thought for a second when I saw it, because I was watching the Cowboys game, when I saw her talking to President Bush, I thought, oh, that's going to stir up a little something. That's going to stir up a little something.
People took to Twitter, just beat her up over it. But I love what she did as she came back. In fact, she didn't even read the negative tweets. She focused on that one positive tweet. And then she said, you know, it restores the tweet that said it restores that Twitter, whatever, that person's faith in America. I just love how, when I heard this story, Dave, I actually thought about us a little bit, because we can get into it on this show. Mm-hmm. We always promised that we would leave here friends, even though we come from different backgrounds and different points of view. And sometimes we agree, a lot of times we don't agree, how important it is to stay friends and to embrace other people's opinions.
And Debbie, people ask me about that all the time.
Do they?
They say, do you really leave friends? Because there's some times, and I said, you know what? I always give you all the credit for this, because early on in this show, when we were kind of figuring things out and finding our way, we'd get after each other. And because we're passionate about our feelings and thoughts and our ideas, of course it developed some, I don't want to call it anger, but certainly some cantankerousness.
Yeah.
And people ask, okay, so how do you do it? And I said, Debbie said early on, like early on, she looked at us, and it was after a pretty spicy little debate that we had. And as soon as the show was done, she said, we're going to leave everything in here, meaning in here in the studio. We're not going to take it out to the desks. We're not going to have a blood feud afterwards. We're going to leave it here in the show. And then we're going to come back friends. And that's kind of where that came from is, yeah, we may disagree. We may get after each other, but we're going to come back friends. And I think that is the very worst thing that we're doing right now in this country is we refuse to be friends unless the person thinks exactly like we do, has the same religion as we do, has the same political beliefs as we do, likes the same soda as we do. Oh, you're a Pepsi person? You're dead to me. And that's what happens. And then it creates this animosity and anger and angst and all these things that benefit nobody.
Don't you think Twitter has a lot to do with that?
Twitter's the worst.
It's the angriest space on earth.
Yeah, it's so angry. Well, it's just a different kind of angry because I see it on Facebook as well. The problem with Facebook is you can really articulate your hate. At least with Twitter, you can be limited. You're limited to how much hate you can spew. But on Facebook, it's like, how many times have you scrolled through this never-ending explanation of why you hate somebody? I've seen that a million times. It's just, it's so easy to put it out there.
We're talking about Ellen DeGeneres and her monologue over the game that she went to with former President George W. Bush. She attended a Dallas Cowboys game. And, of course, you know, the cameras captured them on camera together. And here's what she said to her fans.
But during the game, they showed a shot of George and me laughing together. And so people were upset. They thought, why is a gay Hollywood liberal sitting next to a conservative Republican president? Didn't even notice I'm holding the brand new iPhone 11. And
she went on to say, you know what? We're friends. She's not ashamed of that. In fact, she's proud of it. And that she thinks that people in this country have forgotten that we can still be friends and come from differing points of view.
It's interesting. In the last little bit, we've seen two comedians really lead out on this, Ellen DeGeneres and Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle put out a comedy stand-up on Netflix that many found extremely offensive. And he fell back on it. He's like, I'm a comedian. I get to say whatever I want to say, and I don't care what you had to say about it. I'm just going to be funny. I'm going to poke some fun at some truths. And I look at it and I think we've lost our sense of humor. If someone disagrees with us, it's not something we can laugh off anymore. It's a blood feud now. It's the Montagues and the Capulets. Anytime you disagree with me. And it plays up and we play into it. We get sucked into it in the media. We absolutely get sucked into it because we play people at their worst. And the meanest tweets make it. And the nicest tweets and the most conciliatory tweets, they don't really get our attention. But that's why I think this is so powerful. Ellen DeGeneres, amazing comedian, has friends that don't think like she does.
She's so doggone funny.
No one notices the iPhone 11 I got.
On the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line, this listener texted in and says, that's exactly what Ellen DeGeneres has been dealing with lately. It sounds like just a lot of negative backlash from folks on Twitter over the fact that she's friends with George W. Bush. And they don't see eye to eye on certain issues. But she said, doesn't matter. You can be friends with anybody. In fact, she's a former vegan. I think I have a family member that tried to be a vegan for a while and found it was really tough. She's a former vegan. She gave it up, but she said, you know, I still don't want people to wear fur. I don't say anything to them about it. I understand that some people wear fur, and I'm okay with that.
She says, when I say be kind to everybody, she means it. Not just the people that think like you do. I can tell you this. There's a lot of people that think exactly like I do who are super jerks and I hate them. But no, it's an easy fallback, right? If people don't think like you do, they must be bad people. Not the case. Ellen, thanks for leading us out.